If you've been saving up for a new set of wheels, now is the time to finally make that purchase. With the announcement of the Short-Term Economic Recovery Plan, PENJANA, it was declared that there would be a 100% sales tax exemption off local cars and a 50% sales tax exemption off the purchase of imported cars. Since then, many car brands have slashed the prices of their vehicles down to these amazing deals. If you're looking for a good sale, here's where you can start. Honda is slashing its prices by as much as RM 9,5000 or selected models due to the sales exemption provided by the government, as reported by Barita Harian. With the new price adjustment, renowned models such as the Jazz, BRV, City, HRV, Civic, CRV and Accord are being reduced by amounts ranging between RM 2,788.46 to RM 8,545.63. Honda's CBU model Odyssey marks its highest drop worth a total of RM 9,502.47. If you want to find out more about Honda's offers, visit their website here. BMW. For those of you who are looking for an upgrade on the fancier side of things, BMW has announced price drops of up to around RM 30,000 for both local and imported models that will apply until the 31st of December 2020 this year. Among the biggest price reductions are the BMW 7 Series 740 Le Drive with a discount of RM 29,747.13, and the BMW 8 Series 840 I Gran Coupe M Sport, that has been reduced by RM 31,388.77. For more listings and prices, you can check out BMW's website here. Perodua. If you're on a tight budget and looking for something in the cheaper range, Perodua is offering 3-6% off all car models. Discounts ranging from RM 723 to RM 4674 are available across the board. Following the list of prices available at Perodua showrooms, Axia models will be discounted by RM 1763. Beza models will be given a reduction of RM 1,124 to RM 1,624 based on variant, while the most popular Myvi models are given a price drop ranging between RM 1,498 to RM 1,893. For more information about discounts available for other models, visit Perodua's website. Toyota. Another car company that's applying a 6% discount to its models is Toyota. Savings from the government's SST exemption can be found across the company's selection of passenger cars, with a substantial price adjustment made for its big models, the Velfire and Alphard. The Velfire model is given a discount of RM 14,419, while the price of Alphard models are reduced by RM 17,391. More information about discounts on Toyota's other models are available on their website. Mini. For car owners who are looking to add a sleek, compact model to their collection, Mini's discounts may catch your eye. The British automobile company is offering price reductions of up to nearly RM 14,000 for some of its models. Like BMW, discounts for Mini models will apply until December this year. Some of the attractive sales that are up for grabs include price reductions on the Countryman Pure, reductions ranging from RM 8,146, and Countryman John Cooper, discounts of up to RM 13,997. More information on these or other discounts are available here on Mini's website. Proton. Out of all the promotions offered on this list, Proton is the only national carmaker to add more price reductions on top of the existing discounts provided by the sales tax exemption. Discounts start from as low as RM 400, Proton Saga 1.3 standard manual, to a whole RM 7000 price drop, Proton X71.8 TGDI Premium X2WD. To find out more about the various promotions available for Proton's models, you can visit their website here. Kia. As for Kia, price reductions start from as low as 2.42% to 6.7% for its models. The largest price reduction for its price is Kia's Optima X, with a discount that's offering around RM 9,370 off its original price. However, in terms of ringgit, the car company offers a drop of RM 14,767 discount, 3.85%, for pricier models like the Stinger GT. For more information on discounts offered by Kia, you can visit their website here. Which car would you get from this list? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Michians get 100% sales tax exemption on new local cars till end of 2020. You have reached the end of this story.